I'm Michael Schneider, senior editor for Variety.
And I'm Joe Effing Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture, and this is Screen Grab.
Well, Joe, as we're in the countdown to the Oscars, let's talk about something you actually brought up during the Golden Globes. So speaking of Joe Effing Adalian, the Globes were bleep central this year. We didn't get to hear a lot of speeches in their full entirety, some for good reason, some F-bombs that still aren't allowed by the FCC, but others that I thought were a little tame and should have been allowed on air. But nonetheless, you know, because of those FCC regulations, if people complain to the Federal Communications Commission about something they heard on a broadcast network, the network can be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. And of course, this also applies to KCRW because they're a public radio station. So you and I, we can't play blue right now. But I know you and I have talked about this over the years. You think it's time for a change.
Yeah, well, it's overdue for a change. The fact is we're living in the year of our Lord 2020, where you can go on to Twitter or Instagram and see all sorts of profanity. You could argue that it's not a good thing, but the fact is, you know, television's still operating by decades-old regulations that made sense for a different sort of society and a different sort of TV landscape. You know, right now, most people get their television through streaming or cable, most through cable, and cable networks, networks that, you know, don't go over the air, are able to say whatever they want. There are no regulations. Cable networks still self-regulate. A lot of them don't fill their airwaves during, you know, the morning or afternoon or early evening hours with lots of profane content, especially the ones that are advertiser sponsored. So why should broadcast TV have these owners' restrictions? It makes it harder for them to compete. It makes it harder for them to present themselves to audiences as an adult alternative, as a place for intelligent, sophisticated programming when shows have to sort of use all sorts of weird sort of synonyms for words. I'm not saying that shows should suddenly start looking like, you know, the episode of The Sopranos filled with nudity and everything else. But the fact that networks have to run in fear every time some celebrity gets on a stage and says a loose word is just ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense. And this is a case where deregulation actually does make sense.
Yeah, I agree with you on especially on the live events where things happen. Yeah, I should say S happens, but I won't say the whole word. But nonetheless, you know, things are bleeped, and so you do miss out on certain things. I would argue that, you know, most scripted shows, especially on broadcast, you know, a lot of the creators you talk to say that, you know, they find creative ways, they find other ways to get around the you know, the limitations on certain words, and I don't think it's a huge problem. But nonetheless, you know, one of the other bigger issues besides the FCC over the years have been advertisers. But let's face it, advertisers have changed now. They're looking for younger audiences and the kind of young audiences that want realism, which is why networks like FX have now gotten away with pretty much throwing any sort of regulation language-wise out the window. There are a couple of new shows coming to FX that I watched the screeners. Breeders is one show, and actually The Return of Better Things, two fantastic comedies. And man, the number of F-bombs and there's a certain word that is used by the creator Pamela Adlon on this season of Better Things, which I'm a little blushed after watching that episode. But nonetheless, it's real, and that's one way to hold on to young audiences that otherwise are looking for, you know, more real stuff on YouTube and on streaming.
Broadcast networks need all the tools that they can have to order to keep audiences. Now, I don't want to see everyone just sort of add profanity just for the sake of that. I'm not arguing that, but I am saying that younger audiences don't need to be protected from broadcast TV when so many younger audiences are watching their content on Twitter. They're watching it on YouTube. They're watching it on Facebook. Well, the youngs probably aren't on Facebook anymore, but TikTok. And there are no regulations there. And, you know, the question is, why are there no regulations there, but there are on broadcast TV? Now, you could make the case that maybe it's time to start regulating the internet. Well, good luck with that. It's not going to happen. So why should broadcast TV, which is literally in a fight for its survival, be held to these different standards? And the thing is, unfortunately, the people who run the broadcast networks, they're honestly too scared to take on the FCC. They've got so many other issues, so many things they have to worry about. There could be a public backlash, so they don't actually fight it. But honestly, at some point, these rules need to change, and the sooner, the better.
Yeah, and Joe, by the way, for anyone who says, what about the children? The median age for most of the broadcast networks now is pushing 60. So the children, they're not watching the traditional linear networks anymore. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of Variety, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.